And now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
Picture a world where the gods have grown bored and fickle. Picture a world where reality shapes itself to their whims and desires in the search for entertainment. Picture a world where everything's a stage and the common folk merely players. Into this step the professional champions, heroes by trade and vocation, fighting to protect those in need. Some do it for gold, others for glory, but they all know that they are the thin line between the chaos of the gods and the safety of the world. And they also know this: if there's one thing the gods demand, it's a good performance. Welcome to Dungeon Majeure! Dungeon Majeure is an actual play Genesis podcast on a homebrewed world with some very homebrewed heroes. Starting on Wednesday the 14th of April and releasing weekly, find us wherever you get your podcasts and join us on the social medias under the banner of our parent show, Force Majeure, which is at Force Majeure Pod. So strap on your sword, fill up your tankard, take a seat by the fire, and get ready for the show.
Hey, flight fans. GM, as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Fae Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twilight Tinkerer.
A long, long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,
charged with stopping a shipment of Kyber crystals from reaching the Sith Empire, the quartet of Bail, Doric, Skip, and Arneke find themselves deep within the mine controlled by the Sith. Will they be able to stop the Sith from using the crystals for their nefarious means? Will they be able to free the slaves working in the mine? Or will this volatile situation explode in their faces? All right, so with that light side flip, yeah, he will walk out with four Duros. And he says,
So these guys say they were all pilots to some degree.
Go, space trucker.
Want to take
I'll choose one of them. Come with me. You see if you can fly my ship.
Oh, sure.
Sure, the tallest, lankiest one will
all
come
four
on
of
over.
You.
Go.
Oh, sure, thanks. What are we going to be flying?
I will ask the questions.
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
Now move! And I yell
Dork
at them all.
Dork cocks his gun menacingly.
I march them all back to my ship.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys look up and Skip is walking back with four panicked and scared Duroses, walking with their heads kind of tilted down, not making eye contact with anybody.
And Skip's like smiling and giving them the thumbs up, like close to his chest so the bad guys can't see.
Okay, but before we go any further, we need to make a decision. What is the plural of Duros?
Durai?
It's Duros. Gotta be Duros, right?
Durai?
Duros.
Duran?
Duran? Duran? Duran?
Duran? Duran? You win. You win.
Durarara.
They're all hungry like the wolf. All right. So, yeah, Skip comes back with four Duros. And they just kind of sheepishly look at you guys and don't say anything because they don't want to make Skip any angrier than he already is.
Oh, good. Excellent.
All right, this plan's going to work. Hey, guys. Let's say we break out of this joint, right? Huh? Huh?
But we just broke in.
But we need to break out. I mean, we can't leave everybody here with the goods. I mean, Skip, are they pilots?
Yes, all of these have been indicated as pilots of freighters and other such.
This is... Who could have asked for better? Hey, Duros, Dorai, friends, Duran, new friends, Duran. New friends.
Dork.
Hey, Dork. Like, he goes, this is Duros. So...
Dork of Duros.
How about we take it inside the ship and we start talking some strategy here? He's like, oh, follow me, guys.
Sure. Yeah, the Duros will follow Bale on to the ship, kind of looking kind of unsure, yeah. Like, but okay.
All right. So, listen up. We are here to save you. Okay. Also to get a hold of all those Kyber crystals. So what do you guys say? I mean, could you fly those freighters? Do you know how to fly those freighters? I mean, or are you just kind of like specialist in certain ships?
Hey, we just ship things big. Yeah, we're used to those big, you know, bulk freighters, not these little tiny ones. The ones we fly, you know, they're much bigger. Oh, and yeah. We do all sorts of crafting shipping. We do industrial shipping, bulk shipping, goods shipping, raw shipping, refined shipping, asteroid shipping, hunks of space ice shipping, salvage shipping, garbage shipping. But we got T-boned out there by some pirates, and they sold us into slavery. Look, I just want to get the criff home. I'm tired of being out here.
All right. Well,
they weren't twin sun pirates, were they?
You really think they would have told us anything? They didn't tell us nothing. I mean, I've been talked more by a droid than anything else. I mean, uniforms? I mean, they did have two circles on their uniforms. You know what? Yeah, that does sound right.
Oh, damn.
I think we're going to have to pay them another visit, Skip.
Or they were just caught before. Nonetheless... I'm sorry for my attitude and behavior previously. I am not normally such a mean and harsh individual. I am just finding a way to free all of the slaves and take the mine in crystals from those terrible, evil
people. Y'all ain't with the Sith? What the criff is going on out here?
Oh, heck no. We're here to save
you. It's a rebellion.
Oh, that's just amazing. So, are we getting all hauling up out of here? Are we getting out of here? Wait. Are we going to save everybody? Or are we just getting out of here?
Well, there's four of you, right? There's four freighters out there, right? So, put two and two together, or four and four together, and what do you get? An escape.
4, 8, 12.
No.
Very good.
Are we multiplying or adding? You're not following the order of operations.
Well, we have four pilots for four ships. That means each of you is going to pilot one of those freighters to a certain set of coordinates that we send you so that you're in the clear. I also happen to have a contact to get you guys some jobs after you've made the delivery.
They might just want to go home, Bale.
Ears of a Gundark. Look, man, I got a family. I don't need to be no one's indentured slave. I just got to get out of here. I just got to get back to my home port. I need to get home.
Oh, no. It's like paid union job. Like
you're not going to be indentured. Yeah. I don't have dentures to give you.
Exactly. you think we – like why would we want to free you just to put you back into a worse position than you were now? Well, it probably be a better position. Well, I'm not going to get into semantics of that. But still –
Ah, Criff, man, Criff. We've been slaves for 4 years and sold five times out here. That's just how it goes.
No,
told me a long time ago, said, look, kid, the free stuff doesn't come without a price. Large Marge, she be right.
We are here to bring an end to the cycle of pain and anguish you've been forced into.
Exactly. And we'll get you, and then I have a contact to help you get your lives back in order and straight.
Oh, and I know you're not really interested in this, but Doric rummages around in his bag and he pulls out a set of pamphlets. If you could just hand these out to people, anyone with like combat experience, just ask them if they would like to become, you know, Mandalorian. It's standard operating procedure. You know, you free slaves. You say, would you like to join our warrior civilization? He looks over at Bail. Some of us remember to do that. You know, it's part of the rule.
Aren't you tired of violence, though? Wilder offers a path to peace and prosperity.
Yeah, welcome to the...
Doric sighs and pulls out the other set of pamphlets. And I am obligated to...
At the top of those pamphlets, it says Mandalorian's Witness.
God, Mandalore's Witness.
Dwayne, I go to the kitchen area. I open up the kitchen fridge. I take out the bottle of ketchup or whatever space ketchup is. I pour a bunch over my hand. I go back to the edge of the door of the ship. And while they're all doing their crazy antics of Wowzer, I let out the biggest cry of pain and agony. And then I leave the ship.
Okay. So, you guys are handing pamphlets out to the crowd. You hear Skip let out a blood-curdling scream as he walks off. Or, I don't know, do you stumble off or do you walk off?
No, I walk off. I scream, and then I leave.
Like you're in pain? Doric, or like you just killed
the second
somebody?
He hears
a pain sound, yes. I make a
the
horrible
second
pain
Doric
sound.
Hears that noise, he drops the pamphlets, sprints directly through these people, knocking them over, and goes sprinting after Skip.
Yeah, the Duros will just kind of tumble out of the way and kind of look around and pick up the pamphlets and kind of look back and forth at each other and have no idea what the hell they just got into. But yeah, so Doric will run over and Skip is walking walking away from the ship.
I'm walking right back to the guy who gave us the four pilots.
Okay, so yeah, you're walking that way. I would say that as you get within talking distance, you can hear Doric's footsteps getting closer behind you as he's approaching you.
I say, damnable, insolent, and I flick all the ketchup off my hand like I'm spraying blood, and then I look the guy in the eye and I lick my finger, and then I say, I'm afraid you're down one or two already. One of them will doubtlessly be sufficient.
Did you just kill? What are you doing? You...
Finding the right pilot.
Do you need more? Are you okay with what you have?
More blood for the blood god?
I'm not a pilot at all. I'm not a pilot. Not a pilot.
Doric steps forward and says, yes, we're going to need at least one to clean up the mess for the others.
Oh, God.
No, we'll make the others clean it up the mess. It'll teach them behavior. It's fine. I'll be back with more details.
Oh, okay.
Who is your commanding officer? And where are they?
The commanding officer of this place. Where is his name?
We just have image of the guy pulling out his own set of papers and flicking through them. Who is my commanding officer?
I say, surely you can't tell me what their name is.
My commanding officer, like, for just me or the whole base?
Yes, both is fine.
I answer to Iostha Sunstar. That's my supervisor, and the base commander though is Falun, sir. I've never met him, but he's the one in charge.
Excellent.
Do you want me to radio them? Do you need to talk to
I'll
them?
I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Bye. Oh, God.
and as Skip is walking away, Doric just walks up and points his finger and says, you're on thin ice! Turns and goes back. I don't mean metaphorically. I know there's a lot of ice around. I was speaking in a Never mind. Just don't do it again.
So Bale will run over to Anarchy and go, "Hey, Anarchy, do you have any? Do you know where we can find some pilot gear, some pilot uniforms, maybe some mechanic uniforms too?" with the records and that you dug up.
Yeah, I was saying, like, could I track that down through like inventory or something?
Yeah, you know where they would have their lockers and their, you know, extra supplies and whatnot. There's probably a space where they get their laundry done and that kind of stuff. So yeah, there would be a place where there are uniforms inside the mine area. Sure.
Yeah, here, I'll just send you the schematics for it.
Sure. Yeah, Bale, you get you just see on this little map shows up on your data pad that you just on the one level down from where you guys are at is where they're, I guess we call them barracks, where a majority of the troops and the base workers would be hanging out. One level down, that's where all the uniforms, supplies, and that all kind right, of stuff cool. would be.
I go over. Well, did Dork run over with Skipper? Is Dork still here?
Dork, well, he's with Skip.
Yeah, he's with Skip, and they're kind of walking back. But they're not necessarily with you yet.
Anarchy, do you want to go with me to go get some stuff so that we can get out of here without too much trouble?
Ooh, sure. Reconnaissance.
Yeah. All right. Let's go take care of this. So you've hacked it in the systems. So is there some sort of like a requisition order that you can like cook up for like, oh, I don't know, 8 uniforms or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we'll go yes.
What's with you and always wanting to change your clothes?
Well, look, you know, I gotta make sure that, you know, I'm dressed for... I'm wearing the right clothes for the right job. And the right job right now is to try to fool these idiots around here that we're part of them. So that we get out of here without having to, you know, well, kill too many people, I guess.
Well, just the right people.
No,
I stick my head in the door and I say, good news. They think 2 of you are dead already. So just hunker down here and we'll be back.
Oh, space on a hut's nose. Oh, that is weird. That's just weird. So, which 2 of us did you say died?
Oh, you get to decide.
Whichever one of you's the most annoying.
So Bale grabs the bottle of ketchup and he sprays like 2 of the random people just like with ketchup.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We only have the one bottle.
Yeah. Well, we can get more. I'm sure there's something at the space gas station and we can... stop in the middle of like some random part of the galaxy.
We raid their cabin.
We raid their cabin. Yes, we steal all the ketchup packets and mustard.
We're just going shopping. we're getting some pilots. We're getting some clothes. We're getting some.
I mean, listen. If the break room is on the way, I need a new calf bot. So
yeah, I mean, I guess that's a detour we can make. So let's go. So like, sure. Bale starts marching off.
But. Sure. So, Anarchy and Bale are heading off on their own thing. I mean, it's up to Skip and Dork if you guys are going to follow.
Oh,
or
we're
if you
joining. Guys yeah, everybody, yeah, everyone so. Together.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. I'm not going to.
I know the names of 2 of the officers. The one in charge of the entire place is named something or other, and then the other guy had a name that was like Kit Cloudkicker's stupid name, Sunstalker or some bullshit. Sorry. What's with all of these names? So proud and prestigious, these family lines of barbarous butchers and slavers.
You know, they always ad-lib the names. I did a rotation at the birth ward, and it's literally, they just pick a celestial body and some adverb. It's the weirdest thing.
Hi, my name is Jim Asteroid Traipser.
Writing that down for next adventure?
I went to school with a Nebula Licker.
Oh, girl. I remember her. Yeah. That was a fun night.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so the 4 of you are making your way towards the entrance to the mine.
I've bundled a like tarp, so my tentacles are like a little bulky backpack.
So, yeah, it looks like... I assume that, how are you guys walking? Are you guys walking just in a straight line, or is Doric and Bale acting as the faux security thing? What's the appearance you guys are giving?
Well, I don't know. How do we want to play this? I'm just going to walk in there like, eight uniforms, please.
I mean, you guys are in battle armor. They're not, so I don't know if you guys are kind of giving that appearance.
We can keep up the appearance. Let's skip dude to talking.
So as you get closer to this entrance, you see people kind of giving you looks, but no one's really interacting with you. They're kind of hurrying, doing their own thing. And as you get close to where what looks like the lift that would take you down, there's a small group of people waiting for the lift to come. And the four of you guys kind of walk behind them, and they all kind of look back, stare at the four of you, look at each other, look at the four of you, and just kind of gets really awkward and silent as you guys wait for this lift to come. And after a few moments, it opens, and they kind of shift in. And there is enough space for all, you know, eight of you to get on the lift, or you could wait for your own. I'm not going to force you to get on there with these people. But they kind of
let's get on with
that. Yeah, sure.
Make it a whole Captain America 2 thing. and I'll be like, could they get a new calf shipment in or what? To one of the guys.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff we have is just terrible, you know?
I mean, freeze-dried bullshit, if you're asking me.
What's a bull?
You would think for an empire that's trying to take over the universe that base supplies like calf would be something they give us, but if you want any of the good stuff, I know a guy who knows a guy who, you know, for the right price can get you some good calf.
Honestly, I'm trying to give it up.
Oh, okay. Just gives you the jitters?
No, I get very angry.
Would we not like you when you're angry?
I don't know. You don't even know me. How would you? Maybe you would like that sort of thing.
In the middle of the kinks. So.
Started with Damian Gray and it's ended up here, fellas.
Yeah, this is the way we go.
So they'll just kind of go, you guys don't look like you are usually. I've never seen you before. What are you guys doing here? Are you guys traitors or what's going on?
I don't think you have the proper clearance for me to answer that question.
They kind of just lean back and, you know, this is a dark and evil empire. You don't want to stick your nose where it doesn't belong. And so it gets cut off and you get thrown out of an airlock. They just kind of step, like kind of do that kind of shuffle. There's nowhere to go, but they all kind of lean back away from the four of you guys and just kind of get all silent and go, oh, we got on the wrong lift. And right as you guys go down that one level and the doors open, they just kind of lean back against the wall waiting for you guys to move because they do not want to push past you. They're not going to cross this, whatever this is in front of them.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Enjoy your calf.
You too. Bye.
And they kind of just scurry off, kind of looking back. What was that?
There's just a shot of they go off, and then there's just a pause, and then everyone immediately starts snickering a little bit.
Like Bale gives off like this little like this grunt like as like this is all going down, and then also joins in on the snickering after they're off the elevator.
Idiots.
It's all good.
Where to, Anarchy?
Where are we headed? We're going to go get the uniforms. Yeah, I'll just lead us through the most direct route to like wherever the like requisition office is.
Yeah, as you guys are walking, you kind of hear just from down the hall kind of just an argument kind of brewing. So you see Shistavanen is just gesturing wildly. He's just upset and he's like,
this is inexcusable. I was promised these two would be my personal slaves.
And there's just a Sith officer just doing the customer service, kind of just nodding.
I get it. You're upset. And I feel you. I really do. You feel how you need to feel. But I'm telling you what I was told. We cannot let you in here. These two are slaves. They specifically want to talk to them.
I'm sorry, and the Shistavan grabs the guard and lifts him up and slams him against the wall.
Let's get involved.
And yeah, he's just slamming him against that wall and says,
I don't care who you have to talk to, worm. I'll rip your griffing arms off myself.
I can't. Floney's gonna come down here. If they're not here, I can't.
And then the four of you intervene?
I think, Doric, we need to come to the aid of this Inquisitor.
Doric just quietly walks up behind the Shistavon and as he has pulled this guy against the wall and just very gently prods him in the back with the barrel of a blaster. Excuse me, I think you have someone here who outranks you.
Bale just kind of sits there like deer-eyed, like, whoa. Okay, carry on.
Dork sort of cricks his neck towards Skip to get him to.
He turns and rank. Rank? You know what rank is? I don't work for these Sith.
Ranks? I don't rank you above Sith. None of you outrank me. None of you are above me. I'm
me.
Isn't there a van for you to ride around on the roof of somewhere?
Oh, God.
Have a little respect for your employer, whelp.
And I haven't done that since the academy.
Do you not know who this is? Oh, of course you don't. You're just a hiree.
I don't care who it is. Why would it matter?
Bale spits on the ground and goes, pleh, mercenaries.
He looks at you.
Mandalorians.
What did you say? he looks over at Doric, and he starts to like reach for his slug thrower, and he's like hoping that Doric will stop him.
I want to look to the Inquisitor guy for permission. Yeah. Like, you okay with us taking care of this Shistavanin for you?
And yeah, he's just kind of panicked. Like he wants this guy out of here. It's like beyond him, but he's like,
I don't want any part of this. I've been trying to get this guy to calm down for near 20 minutes. He doesn't listen to reason. I can't stop.
Yeah.
I am but one.
I'll handle
the paperwork.
Sense check to get that off of him without having him to say all those things. And I'll turn to Doric and to Bale, and I'll say, just take care of the puppy litter, will you?
With pleasure. And he pulls out his slug thrower and he points it at Big Dude and goes, so we've got two choices here. You could walk away, cool down for a little bit, and then put in your request, or we end you right here and then we get our stuff taken care of and you don't live long enough for you to get whatever you need. So it's a choice. Pick the right one.
Personally, I'd rather avoid the paperwork, but, you know, if you're gonna make it difficult for us.
I'm literate. Sure. I could go ahead and do the paperwork. That's not a problem. Well,
no one was asking whether or not you're literate and able to do the paperwork. That was not a question. Anyway.
So, I'm gonna flip a dark side point here. And as Bale has his slug thrower out and he's making his threat, you can hear other guns being cocked in the hallway around you. And so you hear about seven guns being cocked around you right now.
Pointed at us, or?
You just heard them. That's up to you to look around. Right now you're screaming at a werewolf.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I look around to hear the sound of the clicking.
Yeah, that familiar clicking, that's part of Bale's life. And you can see that there is seven of non-uniformed wearing individuals, all with their own weapons in their hands, staring kind of inquisitively at you, wondering what you're planning on doing.
Oh, well... This has got interesting.
Karn will just go,
you think I came here alone? How stupid do you think I am?
Well, obviously.
Do you want to?
You're sitting here picking on this poor guy for no apparent reason. Must be really stupid. I mean, so think about it this way. You are, what, seven, eight people in a base full of maybe 100, 150 people who know how to use the same amount of the same type of weaponry you do, probably have better funding than you do, and could probably just take care of you in a matter of seconds. So you're not really surrounded by friends here. So
also, I just want you to know that you may have come here together, but you will die alone.
Let's do some math real quick.
4 and 4
plus
98.
Eight. half a second for us to kill you. Maybe 30 seconds for them to kill us. Maybe 5 minutes. You people that was are such alive. A good line.
It was.
So we kill you. They kill us, and they all get killed. Honestly, I don't think it's looking particularly good for you.
Are we using a 24-hour clock or a 12-hour clock? I'm a bit behind.
Now, my friend here may or may not be literate, but he definitely knows how to do math. Does that check out to you?
Hey.
Male.
That checks out to me.
I don't know if you guys are new here, but they only care about two things. The slaves and what happens to those rocks. You're not with them, so I can kill you, take whatever poodoo ship you have, and still get what I want. I'm not intimidated by you tin cans or those little blue things. Only two of you have guns for Griff's sake. The other two of you don't even have weapons.
So now Bale reaches for his belt and pulls out a thermal detonator. And he goes, now you see, if I remove my thumb, we all go up in flames.
But then you only have 4 fingers.
Well, yeah, that too. But still, we all go up in flames. I don't mind. I've lived a good life. I mean, so... You know, now we're all packed in this tiny little room, and I've got a thermal detonator that'll take out more than just this room. So now what?
We hear the Sith officer in the corner quietly crying.
I turn to the Sith officer and I say, do you report to Falun Sur?
Yes, he's...
Go and inform him of this.
Sure. I'll take a right that's over with.
Karn will go...
go ahead. Push that shiny red button. Play the hero.
I'm gonna roll skullduggery on this. I want to see if they're just ready to die in this room. Like I am trying to basically get them to stand down. Because they...
I'm just wondering why you're rolling skullduggery. That's usually like a sleight of hand type thing.
Yeah, this would be coercion.
It'd be coercion, or if you... I don't know if there's like a percent... Because you're trying to read them, right?
I'm good at skullduggery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying... If you're like trying to like pretend to pull the pin or something like that, that's skullduggery. If you're trying to read people, that's more of like coercion, or I don't know if there's like a perceptional skill.
That's trickery,
like that.
Underhanded, and unscrupulous behavior.
Unless I'm misinterpreting what skullduggery is, I always took it as when you're trying to do sleight of hand, pickpocketing, that type of stuff. Not so much as underhanded reading people.
I'm not trying to read them. I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to fool them. Oh, well, I guess that's...
Directly from the thing it says, skullduggery includes the physical abilities to perform a crime as well as the mental familiarity with different techniques. It's like lockpicking, sort of.
Or pretending to arm a thermal detonator and throw it into their midst when you didn't.
Yeah, so if you want to fake, you know, doing the thermal detonator, that's a skill degree. If you're trying to read them, that's a different skill.
I'll try to fake. Well, maybe we could all work together here. I'll try to fake pulling the pin, and then while everybody else, or maybe Skip could, you know, use his social magic to...
I have been active enough.
Yeah.
I actually have two yellow and a green in coercion. So
Bale, if you want to fake throw this thermal detonator, That'll be three purple. I'm going to flip one of my dark side to make it one red and two purple.
I'm going to flip over a light side point to give myself an extra green because I've got two yellows in this already.
Despair, he accidentally activates it.
That's why there's a red.
Oh, three successes, a threat, and a triumph. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it did. Well, he would have survived anyway, but yeah.
So he pretends to pull the I guess he has like a coin in his hand along with a thermal detonator, and he uses the coin to make the click sound on the actual thermal detonator without pulling the pin on it. And he looks over like, now what? Your move. I let go of the handle on this. We all go boom. So you got two choices. We all die in this room, or you walk away, go cool off, and come back with your request. It's that simple.
I mean, you pulled the pin. That's what you showed everybody you did, right?
Yeah, so...
No one's walking away. We're like, people should be running.
Yeah, I mean, I assume, is that how a thermal detonator, is it like you pull the pin and it just starts going? Or is it like a hand grenade where you pull the pin and now if I let go, it goes off?
No, it's a semicircle with a button on the top. You twist it to arm it, and then you have the button pushed down the top. And when you release the button, it's armed, and you throw it, and it's got 5 seconds, and it explodes just like a grenade.
I've already twisted it, and I've put the
fake twisted it,
and now I'm holding the button. So what's the deal here? What's going on?
So the guy will, Darn will look, stare at you. Look at the thermal detonator and just shake his head and go,
fine. You win this round. I'm not going to forget this. Let's go.
I won't either.
And yeah, him and his group will kind of start kind of moving away from this because he doesn't want to be exploded at this moment.
I think there's one more moment where they've left, and there's a moment of silence, and then Dork immediately looks over and says, "Did you really just turn on a jet?"
He looks over at Dork and goes, "Oh, hell no, man. Are you kidding?" He puts it back in his pocket. I'm crazy, but not that crazy.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
I just want to say, when you mentioned Bib Fortuna, I will be honest with you. It has taken me 3 years to make that connection.
Oh, really?
I did not make the Fortuna connection. 3 years! God!
Yeah, either Anarchy or Skip is Bib Fortuna's forebear.
Yeah. Ugh.
Love you, Nemo. You're not the sharpest crayon on the box, but I love you.
We know that's not the case.
Bib end up yellow? We got to do like a backwards color wheel. If we're blue, who do we have to check up with?
They all change colors. They all change colors.
Yeah, over the course of blue, reds, greens, all these different colors.
That's how Dwarf Thrawn became Admiral Thrawn. They just, gradual color change.
Are you a Chiss?
No,
that's the joke. I named myself Thrawn, but spelled differently because that was the joke.
Mm. See, that would have been the game to have Dork always in his thing, and then all of a sudden him take his helmet off in season like 12, and he's a Chiss the whole time, and we didn't know.
This is the way.
The way.
All right, so.